Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension report on this Wednesday morning. We've had some chilly temperatures to kick off this week, and a few reminders from our horticulture experts at Iowa State on some best care practices for some of those perennial plants you may have in your yard. First of all, if you do still have any container-grown plants outdoors, whether those are trees, roses, miniature shrubs, you may want to consider some additional steps to protect them through the winter. Container-grown trees and shrubs should not be left outdoors above ground throughout the winter months. The roots of most trees and shrubs are far less cold-hardy than their above-ground stems or trunks. Container-grown plants are growing in relatively small amounts of soil, and the temperature in the potting mix may drop into the single digits if the container-grown plants are left above ground in the winter. Over the long term, these temperatures may damage or destroy the root systems of plants. If you do still have plants growing in containers outdoors that you would like to overwinter, and you don't have room to bring them indoors, you may want to dig a hole in the garden area and set the pot into the ground, with the soil level in the pot being level with the soil level of the surrounding lawn. After the plants have been placed in the holes, place soil back around the pots as if you're planting them. Soil is a good insulator and will protect the plant's roots from extreme cold. You can also cover those potted plants with a little extra mulch if you would like to keep weed seeds and other things from getting into those potted plants until you can dig them back out of the ground and display the pots again in the spring. Container-grown trees and shrubs can also be overwintered by placing them in a moderately cold location with temperatures from 20 to 45 degrees over the winter months. The cold temperatures will keep the plants dormant until spring. An attached unheated garage is often suitable as an overwintering location, as the attachment to the house will keep those single-digit temperatures away from the plants. Container-grown perennials such as grasses can be overwintered in a similar manner. Similarly, if you have a miniature rose growing outdoors on your patio, those can actually be kept as a houseplant through the winter months if they don't take up too much space. You want to bring the plant indoors before a hard freeze, so if you didn't get that done, the plant may be a little chilly, but if you've had it in a garage and weren't sure about bringing it in, you certainly can bring it in. Place it in a sunny window or under artificial lighting. Avoid sites near cold drafts or heat sources, and water when the soil surface becomes dry to the touch. If you do have it indoors as a living plant, not a dormant plant during the winter, you do want to fertilize every 2 to 4 weeks through the fall and winter months. You can also overwinter those miniature roses outdoors. Again, in early November, dig a hole and place the potted rose in the hole, so place soil around the pot. Several days later, cover the bottom 8 to 10 inches of the rose with additional soil, and that soil should remain in place through the winter months. In early April, remove the soil around the rose canes, carefully dig up the potted rose, and prune out any dead wood that died back during the winter. Also, if you have perennials that you're wondering about cutting back because they're already planted in the lawn, most perennials, such as peonies, phlox, bee balm, daylilies, and hostas, can be cut back in November after the plants have been destroyed by a hard freeze, destroying all the above-ground growth. You can remove the dead debris in early spring if fall cleanup isn't possible or if you prefer a more natural look in the winter. You do not want to cut back semi-evergreen or evergreen perennials, such as coral bells, hellebores, pigsqueak, evergreen candy tuft, European wild ginger, woodland phlox, and moss phlox. Clean up these perennials as needed in spring to remove any winter-killed material. You may also wish to delay cutting back some perennials, such as purple coneflower, black-eyed Susan, and sunflower until spring, as their seed heads will provide food for goldfinch, chickadees, and other birds throughout the winter, providing a natural stopping spot for many of those wildlife in your yard. If you have some of the following perennials, you may want to take extra care. Perennials susceptible to being heaved out of the ground include the garden mums, Shasta daisies, painted daisies, and coral bells. The repeated freezing and thawing of the soil during the winter months can lift up or heave some of these out of the soil. This will expose the plant's crown and root to cold, dry air. Perennials that have heaved out of the ground may be seriously damaged by cold weather or even destroyed. Again, the plants listed are definitely susceptible to heaving. Other plants that may be susceptible would be plants that are shallow-rooted or those planted in late summer or early fall. Because they don't possess the extensive root systems of plants planted in the spring and may be more easily pushed out of the soil. Generally, those well-established perennials that have been in the ground for one or more years are not prone to heaving in the winter. If you do have perennials in your landscape that are prone to being heaved out of the ground by a freeze-thaw cycle, plant in spring and mulch in the fall. Spring planting is especially important for mums, daisies, and other perennials prone to heaving, but if that's not possible, any perennials planted in late summer or early fall should be mulched with several inches of straw or pine needles in late fall. The mulch will help keep the soil uniformly cold after it's frozen and eliminate that freeze-thaw cycle that results in plants being heaved out of the ground. All of that information, of course, can be found on the ISU Extension website under our Horticulture Hotline Frequently Asked Questions. And for more information on upcoming events here in Cass County, you can check out the Cass County Extension website, Facebook page, give us a call, 712-243-1132, or stop by the Extension office on the fairgrounds in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.